Today, Body and Mind welcomes Audrey Norton to our platform. As a psychic medium and traditional healer, Audrey offers her clients the opportunity to connect with spirit and to heal. I'm interested to learn more about this, and I'm very sure our listeners are too. Welcome, Audrey.
Hi, Taryn. Thank you for having me.
So, Audrey, please tell us a little bit about yourself. Who are you? Where are you from? How did you get involved in this process?
Okay, cool. Yeah, so I'm a psychic medium as well as a traditional healer. Mm-hmm. Born and bred from Somerset West, Cape Town. I've moved to Durbanville side of the world about 2 years ago. So being a psychic medium obviously means I connect to spirit, I speak to the loved ones, I see what you're busy creating for your future. And being a traditional healer involves helping you heal and move through different phases in your life.
Okay, that's very interesting. How long have you been involved in this type of work?
Sure. It's been about 3 years that I've been doing it full time professionally. Mm-hmm. And before that, a year that I was doing reading sort of on and off, feeding into it, starting to develop myself into it as well.
Oh, okay, great. All right, moving on to my next question now. You offer readings, space clearings, crystal healing, transformation coaching. You also perform rituals and ceremonies. So let's chat about the readings and the clearings. What do these mean and what is it all about?
Okay, so the readings is basically where I connect to your energy field, to your past loved ones, to your spirit guides, and I relay the messages from your guides and your past loved ones. And when I connect to your energy, I can also predict what you're busy creating for yourself in your future, because we all create our own futures through the choices that we make. Mm-hmm. So that's the predictive side of being a psychic medium comes in. And I also look at the different phases and life cycles that you are in. Maybe you're going through a divorce, or you want to study, or you want to change a job, or you're wondering about a relationship. And all of those things is what I really dig my teeth into and get into the details to help you find a clear way forwards in creating a life that is what you want.
Wow, okay. Now, yeah. Audrey, just a little bit of an off-topic question here, but, as Body and Mind, we work with a lot of healers and psychics, and this terminology guides comes up so often. You know, my guides have offered me this, and the guides have said that, mm-hmm. And there's obviously a lot of taboo around this process. There's a lot of misbelievers out there, so let's try and dispel this. Can you please give us some understanding as to what connecting to your guides is all about? What does that mean?
Okay, so guides are your spirit guides. These are people that you have past lives with already. So it could be a mother from a past life, a child, an acquaintance, someone you really had a good relationship with in a past life. So what we do then is when we obviously cross over, we go back into spirit, and we ask these people to assist us in our what is now known as your present life. Mm-hmm. So this can be all kinds of different people. I've seen guides that are nuns, that are Indian chiefs, that are normal people that used to work in a bookshop or a shoe store in 1800s in England. So our guides really are people that we are familiar with from past lives. So it's not some strange person that's come into your life to take it over. It's actually acquaintances. So when we speak about connecting to guides, it's just about connecting to that person and that relationship that we had. Even though not present, we're not always familiar with what exact relationship we had, because that's information that is deep within our subconscious, but it is still, it's a someone that should be our guideline, our safety net, our psychologist almost in that way.
Mm-hmm. That's very interesting, Audrey. So then is it possible to connect with sages and saints as well as angels as well?
Yes, I feel definitely there are people out there who do that. They connect with angels and saints and sages and all it's that sort of realm of people in the spirit world. Yes, most definitely.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you so much. Now let's get into the nitty-gritty. On your profile, you've mentioned connecting with spirit. Now, in our industry, we intuitively know what this is all about, but can you please help us understand and explain what this actually means to help more people understand this process?
Yeah, so for me, connecting to spirit is about connecting to that realm that we cannot always see with our physical eye. So that is the energetic realm that vibrates at a very, very high speed. That is where your spirit guides reside, where your ancestors are, where your past loved ones are. And I always say to people, connecting to spirit is like breathing in oxygen. It's the very thing that gives us life, even though we cannot see it.
So when
you come and tell me, oh, I don't believe in spirit, it's like saying, I don't believe in oxygen. How does that work? You know, it's the very thing that is part of us. So for me, connecting to spirit is connecting to that energy field, the one that we cannot see, where all the information is of what you are busy creating in your life, what dilemmas are going to come forward in your life, what wonderful experiences you're still going to have, and what healing messages your loved ones can pass over to you.
Mm. Now, this experience, is it something that you're born with, or is it a skill that people can learn?
I feel it's definitely something you need to be born with in order to be able to do it. I haven't really met people that have successfully learned how to do it. For me, it was something that I've always just, it's always been there. Since I was very little, I would hear people speaking to me that obviously wasn't there. I would see things that other people couldn't see. It's a bit of a line in my family as well. So, yeah, it's definitely something I feel you come in with it as your thing that you're going to do in this life. So, therefore, you bring the gift with you. Where I think we could all do it, I just don't think we're all destined to do it in this life.
Oh, okay. That makes a lot of sense. Thank you. Now, cool. We still have a bit of time to chat about the other aspects of your work. Yep. You mentioned here as well that you are a traditional healer. What does that mean?
So a traditional healer basically means I connect to the realm of the ancestral spirits. We all have ancestors, people that have lived before us. And connecting to that realm is connecting to a lot of information that we don't always consciously, that we're not consciously conscious of, if you can say it like that. Mm-hmm. So from there, I work on doing healing ceremonies for you, doing clearings, doing house cleansings, removing blocks, and putting you in contact with a higher version of yourself so that you can attain the goals that you want to attain in this life.
Mm-hmm. So how would one know if you need to do a house clearing?
Okay, so a house clearing is an interesting situation. It can be anything from a space that you just feel is very stagnant and things aren't flowing. So say you have an office and mm-hmm. there's miscommunication and things aren't flowing in the office, people aren't working together nicely, or technology keeps breaking, lights blowing, computers not working. That's the sort of space that you most probably need a cleansing in. And what a cleansing entails is removing all stagnant energy and lifting it up to a higher vibration. So that means just a space in which things flow much easier. So that's normally a basic clearing. But mm-hmm. what also can happen with the clearing is that there can be a spirit that is trapped within the space. And that is what I find mostly happens in a house. So when you have unexplained lights blowing the whole time, electrical interferences, kettles switching on and off by themselves, or taps leaking for no reason, that's the sort of thing where there's a spirit that's trapped. So that would entail them coming in, doing a proper clearing of the house, but also a ritual for the spirit to cross over.
Wow, that's really interesting. And you say this is quite common. It happens often.
Well, not as common as everyone would like to think it is, but yes, there are cases every now and again where it just does happen, yes.
Ah, okay, cool. So, wow, this has been a really interesting conversation and I've thoroughly enjoyed it. Is there anything else about the type of work that you do that you would like to share with us?
No, I think we've covered all the main points of what I spend most of my time doing, so that's good.
Oh, divine. Now that we have a better understanding, thank you again for sharing your time with us. So, Audrey, how can our listeners contact you?
Oh, well, the best would be is first to have a look at my website. That's audreynorton.co.za. Have a read about there, see what you're interested in, see what you feel drawn towards that you would like to contact me for. And then you can pop a contact form, you can fill in the contact form on my website, or you can phone me on 082-576-5745.
Perfect. One more question before we finish off. With regard to these house clearings, can you, now that you're based in the Cape region, would you be able to do a space clearing for somebody across the country or on another part of the globe? Or would you have to physically be there in their presence?
Yes, I would have to be physically in the space myself to do that clearing for you.
Okay, cool. Divine. Thank you so much, Audrey. Take care and please continue to spread the light. You're doing beautiful work.
Thank you very much, Taryn.